Proclamation number 6531, dated the April 25th, 1956. Descent into Hell. Lucifer's opposition. It is true that I descended into hell after my death on the cross, and that I also brought redemption to those who had not yet entered the gate into eternal bliss, because this gate first had to be opened by my death on the cross. Countless souls had awaited the hour of their salvation, and I appeared to them as Jesus the human being, and I described to them my suffering and death because they, too, had to voluntarily acknowledge me as Son of God and Savior of the world. But I was also accepted by those who had lived a good life on earth. I was not rejected by everyone. Nevertheless, countless souls resisted me and rejected the gift of grace, my salvation. My adversary's influence on these souls was so strong that they only saw me as the human being who had revolted against earthly rulers and hence was sentenced to death. The freedom of will had to be upheld for all these souls. Therefore, I could not appear in power and glory. I had to come amongst them just as I had walked amongst the people on earth, as a human being who only by means of the word tried to convince them of his mission and the accomplished act of salvation. But my adversary did not want to let go of the souls. Nevertheless, for the first time he realized the consequence of my act of salvation. He could not hold on to the souls who acknowledged me, who voluntarily wanted to follow me through the gate which had been opened by me for them. They were released from his power. They broke the chains with the strength they received from me, because I myself had loosened them. Hence my adversary raged even more amongst his followers, and now the battle of light against darkness, the battle of darkness against light, began in earnest and has never ceased, and thus rages on earth and in the spiritual kingdom. I had descended into hell to bring salvation to all those whose earthly life had ended before I came to earth, to all those who, in spite of a right way of life, were still subject to my adversary, who even fought against me myself and against whom I fought on earth for every soul he was keeping in chains. And he lost a large proportion of his followers. I had died for all those souls, and everyone could have liberated themselves from him. But his fury was never ending when he saw himself deprived of his followers, when he had to realize that I had gained a victory, but which was entirely achieved by love. He, too, could have submitted himself to love, yet his power, his ownership, was still too large, and he resisted the strength of my love, and hence it could not take effect on him either. But the moment had come when he had to realize that his power was defeated. He had to accept that he had found his master in the human being Jesus, whose love had achieved unification with me. And thus his hate grew ever stronger, because the divine Savior Jesus Christ had now become a serious opponent who could take his followers away by virtue of his love. But my adversary still found a helpful solution in the fact that this depends on every being's free will and constantly tries to influence his victim's will, be it on earth or even in the spiritual kingdom. But I descended into hell after my death on the cross, and I continue to descend into hell to bring salvation to all those who want to liberate themselves from him, and he will not be able to stop me. He will never be able to forcibly retain the souls who want to follow my call. His power has been defeated by my death on the cross, but even this crucifixion could not break his resistance. His hatred and his will are unyielding, his actions are evil, and his essence is entirely without love. For this reason he lacks the strength to give life to the dead. His remaining strength will only ever be used for negative actions, and thus positive strength is to weaken his activity ever more. Love is to attract and draw to itself everything which is lifeless and then revive it again. With my descent into hell, the return of the once fallen bangs to me had started. The awakening of the dead into life had commenced. For love has proven that it is stronger than hate. Love has made amends on the cross for the guilt which had resulted in the death of the beings. And thus life has been bought for them. He who had put the beings into the state of death had been defeated. Amen.